With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. We'll talk about the strong January employment report released by the Labor Department Friday. The Wall Street Journal's Sarah Cheney will join us. First, some headlines, and they are topped by the jobs data. The economy added over 300,000 jobs last month, with hiring solid across many sectors. The jobless rate ticked up a bit to 4%. And wage growth, while a strong 3.2% year over year, was just 0.1% last month. Kate Warren, investment strategist at Edward Jones, says the Federal Reserve won't change course based on the January job growth.
No, I wouldn't expect this changes the Federal Reserve's course, partly because the wage growth was right in line with last month's on a year-over-year basis, 3.2%, but it was up just 0.1%.
And Warren says companies have not yet been impacted by wage growth that would result in higher prices.
Companies have been competing for workers more on benefits and on training programs rather than on wages. But right now, the level of wage growth we're seeing is really not enough to make anyone, including the Fed, think that this is likely to push inflation dramatically higher short term.
The workforce shakeout is continuing at new online media companies. Vice Media says it's cutting 10% of the workforce, or 250 jobs, as part of a global restructuring. The Vice layoffs follow similar cutbacks at other digital publishers, which are reckoning with an increasingly difficult online advertising market. Last week, BuzzFeed said it was cutting around 250 jobs, or 15% of its workforce, as it tries to get a path to profitability. Verizon Media Group cut staff at its HuffPost and Yahoo News units. And Mike.com, another digital publisher, laid off almost all its employees before selling itself to Bustle Digital Group. Refinery 29 cut about 10% of its workforce in October. Apple apologized for a security flaw in its FaceTime video chat system and said a software fix is coming next week. The apology came 2 days after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Letitia James said the state would investigate Apple's response to a bug that allowed one FaceTime user calling another in a group conversation to eavesdrop while the recipient's device was still ringing. The bug affected FaceTime running on iPhones, iPads, and Macs. Foxconn, a major supplier to Apple, said Friday it has decided to go ahead with the construction of a liquid crystal display factory in Wisconsin. That comes 2 days after saying building such a plant would be economically unfeasible. The announcement capped a week of uncertainty about plans for the factory, which Wisconsin landed by promising $4 billion in public support. Foxconn announced its decision 18 months ago to invest $10 billion to build a 22 million square foot LCD panel plant and hire 13,000 employees, primarily factory workers. Still ahead, The Wall Street Journal's Sarah Cheney joins us to talk about the January employment report. The economy may be showing signs of a slowdown, but job growth really crushed it in January. The Labor Department said non-farm payrolls grew by 304,000 last month, way above expectations. The unemployment rate rose to 4%, but the rise was due at least in part to the government shutdown. Wages rose at better than a 3% rate from a year earlier for the sixth straight month. Joining us from Washington with more on the jobs report is Sarah Cheney of the Wall Street Journal. Sarah, January marked the 100th straight month of job growth more than 8 years. That's really a remarkable achievement, isn't it?
Yes, payrolls have not been negative since September of 2010. And this really shows that the labor market is humming along while we have some other economic indicators in recent months that have pointed toward a slowdown. So it kind of creates a mixed picture for the U.S. economy.
Well, the shutdown, the government shutdown that recently concluded, that had little impact on the job picture. Is that fair to say?
Yes. The jobs report is derived from two different surveys. There's the establishment survey, which is a survey of businesses, and then there's a household survey. And so the payrolls or jobs number comes from the establishment survey, and the Labor Department said that there was basically no discernible impact on payrolls growth in January. However, the unemployment rate was impacted, the Labor Department said, and that is because the unemployment rate comes from the household survey, and so there were you know, hundreds of thousands of furloughed federal workers who were answering this question in the survey of whether they were working. And so that caused the unemployment rate to rise to 4%.
So I guess it would be fair to say that had it not been for those unusual factors, you know, the jobless rate would have remained roughly the same or even sank, or is that hard to say?
It's really hard to say, but I mean, we can say that in January there was an impact on the unemployment rate, and so it's just important to kind of look past the jobless rate and look at the other numbers that we got from this report. And we saw strong payrolls growth. We saw pretty good wage growth as well, above 3% for several months in a row now. And so I think just taken as a whole, the jobs report was a strong one.
And as you mentioned, you know, wage growth, it remains strong, but I suppose not enough to cause inflation worries or maybe cause the Fed to change course or anything like that.
So the Fed has repeated over and over that they are watching all of the economic data. And so I think we'll have lots more data coming in the next few weeks, especially given that the Commerce Department has reopened after being closed during the partial government shutdown. So we'll get new figures from the Commerce Department. And so it's really hard to say what the Federal Reserve is planning to do with regards to rate increases based off of this one report. However, in the Fed's policy statement that came out just a couple days ago, seemed to indicate that there wouldn't be any rate increases this year. However, that could change with all of the incoming data that we have.
What about particular sectors, Sarah? What were strong hiring sectors in the January report?
We saw strong hiring in construction and leisure and hospitality. We actually saw some increase in government payrolls as well. So it was pretty broad-based. Even manufacturing went up. So it's kind of safe to say that companies are hiring based off of this data.
What about the lagging factors or the lagging indicators of the labor market, Sarah? The Wall Street Journal said the report also showed a broader measure of unemployment, including those too discouraged to look for work, plus Americans stuck in part-time jobs, but who want to work full-time. That was up last month.
Obviously, these measures can be volatile from month to month, but this rate has been elevated compared to when unemployment was similarly low, around 2000. So, I mean, it does suggest that there is at least some pockets of slack in the labor market. The U6, the so-called U6 rate, as you note, was the highest since February 2018, so almost a year. It just shows that there's some slack left.
Wall Street Journal economics reporter Sarah Cheney joining us from Washington. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.